You're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studio today, we have a duel. We have a team here today. We have the Bee Lady, Pam Collins.
Good morning. Yeah.
And how are you today?
Doing pretty good, yeah.
Good. And how are your bees doing? Because you are beekeepers, and you and your husband.
Yeah. Well, I was just telling you, it's been a very productive year so far, and we keep adding supers to them. And those are the additional boxes full of frames up on top of the existing ones, because if they run out of room with all the honey they've been producing, then it gives them more room to keep producing more honey. And that just means more honey come fall. So
more
we're happy
value.
About that.
The more you add on, the better the bigger the value.
Yeah. In fact, I was going to come in I usually tell my husband when I'm going out the door to come in just now, and I couldn't find him anywhere, so I know he was down with the girls.
We also have Sue Silber, and thank you for coming in again, your second radio show.
Yes. Very excited.
Great. Well, let me ask you ladies today, how are sales in your office this week?
You know, it's a little bit slower than maybe a week or two ago, but still very busy, I have to say. There's normally a bit of a lull right now, but we just had a company-wide meeting on Tuesday of this week, and they were giving us statistics, and actually our showing activity is up over the same time in 2019.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then they did a comparison between Edina Realty and the other brokerages, and we are actually up a higher percentage than the other brokerages were. So that was kind of cool. And then also, same thing, pended units are down just a hair from what they were the same time last year, but Edina Realty is down a much smaller percentage than the other brokerages are. So I thought that was kind of interesting. You know, we're a known commodity and tend to do a little bit better than the market as a whole. So I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah, there is a great need for homes to come on the market. I'm working with a lot of buyers right now, and it's not uncommon to maybe have to put in an offer on more than one house because there's competition, you know, multiple offers. So you have to, that's one of the reasons you really need a good realtor going to bat for you, because there are more things than just the price. This past week, I was working with a first-time home buyer, and we didn't have the highest offer because I really didn't feel like they, it was going to appraise if they offered much more.
Okay.
But we did some other things to make it more appealing, and they got the house. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So interest rates are so unbelievably low right now. If you are a buyer, there is just no better time to be looking for a house now, right up into the fall, you know. So I'd say give me a call if you want to buy a house, because with the interest rates as low as they are, even with the competition, we're getting you into the houses. So and if you have boy, if you want to sell your house, you're gonna sell it if you put it on the market now.
No better time than now, huh?
Yeah, no, it really is a good time.
How can folks get a hold of you, ladies?
What's your number, Sue?
651-208-4125.
Okay. And Pam?
651-319-1298.
Or they could call Edina Realty, which is 651-437-2121, and just ask for Sue or Pam. You'd be the only ones there, right?
Yep.
Okay. Are there any listings or anything that you'd like to feature today?
You know, I just want to mention I've got a few lots, and it's out It's east of Northfield in a small town called Denison. They're really prime locations, and everything is there. The road is paved already. There's electric and water, you know, city water and sewer already there. And they are going, but I've got, I think it's four of them left now, and three of them are just ideal walkouts, and they're overlooking kind of a nice park area, so it'll always be a undeveloped park behind them. Just beautiful, beautiful views, and they're pretty reasonably priced. So if anybody is looking for a place to build, and I could put them in contact with some good builders too, you know, if they needed help with that, give me a call and I'll, you know, tell you a little bit more about the lots.
Okay, now is that in city utilities, or you have your own? As far as you have your own,
yeah, it's
sewer
within
and water.
The city. It's okay. Within the city, so okay. It hooks up to the city okay. Water, yeah, and electric.
Wow, that's a big plus. And yeah. What's that phone number to connect with you?
651-319-1298.
There you go. Well, our topic of the week is Don't Sweat It, Part 2.
Okay, we're going to stage your outdoor furniture. That's really important because you want to show it off. Make sure you don't have rusty patio chairs or you want to make sure you transform your patio or deck. You don't want old rickety boards or, you know, loose ones or anything that's going to make somebody fall through, obviously. You want comfy outdoor living area that light buyers will love. Potted plants always help. You want it to be a sanctuary for friends and families to gather. And you want everything to be clean. Make it colorful with colorful pads or pillows. Patio table set with colorful serving pieces and dishes for a summer party so people can envision enjoying themselves in the summer for their new house.
Hmm. Yeah, that's how, make it very presentable and maybe cozy looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and privacy is nice too. I have a privacy fence, and it's, you know, if you have a smaller neighborhood, it's just really nice to have a privacy fence. And not everybody does, but it is makes it really nice in the back to have a privacy fence.
Yeah, just those simple splashes of color. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, it can be simple stuff. But just look at it with fresh eyes.
I think that's the key to all of this is what a realtor brings in along with their, you know, their huge amount of skills and knowledge on real estate is that set of fresh eyes.
Yeah.
Yes, very true.
And piggybacking on the outside thing, I was just thinking of this young couple that I had with me that, you know, just purchased the house this week, and they both work full time, so they're not particularly interested in doing a lot of gardening, but they did like it when they ran into backyards that looked nice. But what they really would like is more perennials, you know, the hostas, the simple things that they can look at and say, hey, I can maintain that, and it's not gonna I'm not gonna have to be out here every day because I can't. I mean, you can always add stuff if you want. So if you do some landscaping, you know, people are buying the house, not the yard primarily, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, the yard is a plus, it's a perk, but mostly, so don't spend a whole lot of time out there or you might be wasting your time. But the one thing that I would mention that if you're going to do outside that would be kind of important is walk around the perimeter of your house and look carefully at the grading. And if it looks like it's tilting inward, you know, down toward the house at all, you've got to take care of that. It's really, really important because you're going to have leaking in your basement if you don't. And it's going to get brought up during the inspection anyway. So, and if you're buying a house, kind of watch for that too, because if it doesn't have good grading, you're going to have to take care of it when you buy it. And, you know, it's one of those things that you live in a house for several years, you kind of forget about it, but it's something that needs to be, it's one of those maintenance issues. Every few years, you're going to have to rebuild up that grading, or you're going to have moisture in your basement. So that would be one thing that you could do before you put the plants in. You know, build that grading up and then, you know, put your rocks or your mulch or your whatever on it.
Some great ideas.
Yeah.
Okay, other ideas? We've covered some of the outside now.
Yeah. You got something for the inside, Sue?
Yeah, you want to paint the walls either beige or warm grays. You don't want them to be...
You mean the pinks and purples are out?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or the lime greens. Or
you want to make sure you strip off the wallpaper that's been there since your firstborn has been there.
You know, isn't that something how, you know, wallpaper just comes in or out and there's no in between. It's totally in or totally out.
Yeah.
And we're in the totally out phase right now.
Yeah. Just bide your time. It'll be back. About the time everybody's got it stripped.
There you go. Painted. There you go. They'll come in with some new type and fancy design and everybody will fall in love with it again.
Yep.
So just remember that a can of paint goes a long way. It's inexpensive and it really can make a difference. It cleans everything up. It brightens it. Right now, gray is all the rage. But neutral beige is always great, too, because it's you know, very neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of people do like the beige.
Okay. Yeah, and that's kind of been a time-proven color, too, isn't it? It's just always been around.
Yeah.
It never gets old. Like, you know, the shag carpet, the red shag carpets and stuff, and the velvet wallpaper, that kind of has its day. But beige paint doesn't.
I run into that every so often.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I remember that as a kid going into friends' houses, and wow, you know, red shag carpet and the wallpaper with white, and then it had the red velvet kind of.
Yeah, kind of fun texture to
touch. Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. So.
Well, it is really fun to see. I mean, the home I bought has been, they did an awesome job with the greens and then beige, and different walls had different colors, but it was in maroon, and it just tied in really well. Mm-hmm. But you can have somebody that's really has got a good eye for that and makes such a difference in the home. It really does.
Yeah. Yeah. Very tastefully done. And, you know, that reminded me, I have a buyer that sold their house fairly recently, and they went around their house, and instead of paying to update their hardware, like on their cabinets and door, you know, doorknob, not doorknobs necessarily, but mostly cabinet and cupboard doors and stuff, they painted it all kind of a matte black.
Really?
Yes. I can't tell you how really, really nice it looked. And then they had a ceiling fan. Or a couple ceiling fans, actually, that they were kind of dated looking, but they painted them black. And then just any time there was something that was a little worn, or, you know, the gold, you know, they painted it black. And if you use that, I think it's Rust-Oleum, it really covers it. It coats it well.
And it wears well?
And it wears well, yeah.
Okay.
And it just... It was an instant update. Amazing how it updated the look just by doing everything, all those knobs and even the ceiling fan, that black. So there are some simple little shortcuts you can use too. It was a lot cheaper than actually replacing everything.
All of that.
But it made it look new.
Wow, that's really interesting. You're listening to Talk Real Estate, our realtors today. Pam Collins, Sue Silber. Ladies, how can folks get a hold of you?
651-208-4125.
And if you can't remember all these numbers, just call the office. And I don't know the office number. Do you know it?
I do. 437-2121. So again, Sue,
651-208-4125.
And Pam, yours?
651-319-1298.
All righty. Well, a couple more. We have time for a couple more quick ideas.
Yeah, your turn, Sue.
So everybody loves a light and airy home. If a home feels stuffy and congested, buyers will not want to stick around. These are simple techniques for creating a brighter, more open space. You want to clean the windows inside and out. Let it natural light by replacing old blinds. Replace curtains and window treatments with light neutral colors. You want to consider adding or updating ceiling fans. Like Pam said, you can always paint them.
Paint them black.
Eliminate unnecessary clutter. This is a big one for some people. Get rid of large, bulky furniture and take out dark furniture and decor.
Okay.
And do you want to add to that?
I guess the final wrap-up thing that I would say is just grab a can of WD-40 and a screwdriver and start walking around your house. And look for wiggly knobs, squeaky doors.
Okay.
And just look at it with fresh eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, we've talked about that a lot of times when I come in, how, you know, when you're walking around a house with a buyer, they can only see what they can see. And mm-hmm. they make the judgment on the quality of the house based on what they can see. And if they see that the doorknobs are wiggly and things are worn, it's like, why didn't they, or the light bulb is burnt out, why haven't they replaced it? They assume that the things that you can't see also haven't been taken care of. And the second piece of it is, you know, the buyers are always overestimating how much it's going to cost to do some things. You know, it might be a $10 repair, and the buyer is going cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yep, $20, $30, or yeah. $50.
Yeah. And so, just go around and like Sue was saying, you know, fresh coat of paint. It's amazing mm-hmm. how you can freshen things up, and then just maybe some soap and water and clean things off. You know, the counters, make sure, I love that Norwex stuff. I use that. I really think that cleans stuff the best. But just clean the walls, the door handles, just mm-hmm. clean things off so it's sparkly clean. Just look at it like you've walked in for the first time, and if you hear something squeak, you know, squirt that WD-40. Just that, those final little touches go a long way.
And then those kind of small things are something we get used to as owners of the home, and it does.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, you don't even hear it after a while because you're so used to it. But you're exactly right. If it's something that a new buyer, you know, a potential buyer is going to see, mm-hmm. they aren't used to that. So.
And maybe you should have a friend come over and look at it with you.
That's a good idea.
Or better yet, what you need to do is have your realtor walk through your house with you.
That new set of eyes, like you said, mm-hmm. boy, that says it all, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and we know.
Fresh set of eyes.
Yep. We know what those things are. You know, mm-hmm. simple things like I'm going down the basement stairs and I grab a hold of the railing and it kind of wiggles.
Yeah.
You know, it's a simple thing to fix.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably, it's been like that for ages and you don't mm-hmm. even think about it. So that would be, I would say, the final thing is just have your realtor walk through your house with you and just make a list of the mm-hmm. things. And usually they're very simple things that you are like, oh yeah, oh, why didn't I think of that?
Yes. You know, so. How can folks get a hold of you? Sue?
651-208-4125.
Pam?
651-319-1298.
Or they can call the Edina Realty office, and that is 651-437-2121, and just ask for either Sue or Pam. You're the only Sue. You're the only Pam there, right?
You bet.
Yes.
And if you forget about Pam's name, just say the bee lady. The honey lady. The sweet lady.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you very much.
You've
been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, our realtors today. Sue Silber, again, her number, 651-208-4125. Pam Collins, 651-319-1298. Or Edina Realty's office, 651-437-2121, and ask for either Sue or Pam. This is KDWA Hastings.